his directionality while you're flitting through the air. And he's just really a rag doll. He ragdolls around. If he hits something, he's sort of like ragdoll. So it's got that great joint physics that I'm also a big mark for, that I talk about almost every episode because of games like Gladiator and Samurai Ghost and things like that. So you have that going on. And it's very addicting to try to get perfect on each level. It's very, you know, it's simple, but just complex enough. Really, 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 really quality title here. Carney Vale, CarneyVale, Showtime. Check it out. You can also do custom maps if you're into that at all. All right, Keith LaPosh, open the lines. On the horn, Ben. Are you there, Ben? Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I definitely heard you.
Okay, good. I can hear you as well, so this is good. Ben from BenHeck.com. Ben, now I know that you like playing the video. You like the video games.
Yeah, I play them from time to time. Not as much as someone might think, though, but yeah.
What are you playing right now? What's your favorite title?
Well, this winter I played a lot of Fallout 3. I've also been playing a lot of Call of Duty World at War.
And what system has that been for? Let me guess, 360.
Fallout, I play on the Xbox, yes. World at War, I play on the computer, because you cannot beat a mouse for first-person shooters.
Not yet.
Maybe no, in not
the future.
Yet.
Maybe in the future we'll have U-Force for the console systems.
Oh, U-Force 2, the revenge.
That will be a delight. Well, I'm sure you can whip that up. Now, we talked about Fallout 3. Why, have you been playing any of the downloadable content? That's what we've mostly been talking about on this show.
Oh, yeah. I bought all that stuff.
Very good, very good. And we're gonna have Yellow Moth up to talk about. I think he's going to bring up some new things that just came out for that. But I think most people want to just get right into. You are a modder. And what type of title you like to go by? Modder extraordinaire or what? Any?
That doesn't really matter to me. I just mod stuff. Modder extraordinaire sounds a little superfluous.
Yeah, it does. I kind of like it, though. But you go above and beyond. I mean, I've done modding. I, you know, hooked up my Jaguar with the Jag controller so I could do the Tempest with the racing wheel from that on the back of my Jag controller. I've done little things here, and I painted my Japanese Dreamcast. But you are so well known, I believe, and so many people want to get in contact with you because you really make an art out of it. It's not just, you know, Dremel here and a hot glue gun there.
Dremels and hot glue guns are certainly involved.
They're very important, I assume. But you really make it look like it's, you know, off the shelf. A lot of design work and things that go into this. So
yeah, I do my best.
And people can find out about this at BenHeck.com. And I guess the first system that you got started with was, modding the Atari?
The Atari 2600, yes.
And that's a pretty good, because the Atari cartridge actually works as a windshield in case, like, you're in a dust storm or something like that.
Or a sunscreen, definitely.
And how did you build that? What went into building that?
Well, I just hacked down a Atari motherboard, and I did it very crudely because I really didn't know what I was doing back then. And I just, then I designed a case around it. It was the first time I ever tried something like that, but I did it. It worked out pretty well.
What kind of screen went into that?
It was a little Casio pocket television, like 2.5 inch.
Okay, very good, very good. And that's kind of the really neat thing about this as well, is that that you didn't really come from any type of background in doing this stuff. You just sort of tinkered, but your tinkering took it a little far. Took it to the next level.
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of trial and error. I mean, I still have trouble with things because, of course, you know, a lot of people do. I mean, it's not, you know, it's, there's always trial and error. I mean, even if you got all the engineers and whatnot in the world.
Sure, sure. And now, of course, the big deals that you've been doing have been the 360 laptops, which are just amazing. And you did a portable Wii as well.
Yep.
And I was listening to your podcast. You do a podcast. How do people listen to that?
I believe it's on my website. I think it's on iTunes as well. We haven't been up to schedule with those lately because there's just been a lot of crap going on. But Hopefully I'll get back on that horse soon enough. But we mostly talk about video games. Well, we never talk about the stuff that I build because I do that enough in interviews and whatnot. So usually we talk about video games or things like that, or technology, or we'll complain about things.
Sure. Yeah, I liked it. I did hear one thing that I could chime in on, and that was that you were talking about music games and about music controllers. And you had mentioned that people are clamoring for a piano controller or some type of keyboard controller. And, you know, I don't know if you went into it, but I know that we had the... now the name slips my mind as what that was called. There was the DJ, the Beatmania had a DJ with a couple keys on it. And most songs do have keyboards in it. That's like even Black Sabbath had a keyboard.
Yeah, it's fairly common.
So I thought I'd chime in there out of nowhere. I don't know why.
Well, the thing is, you really can't dumb down a keyboard. Either you play the song or you don't.
That's true.
First, someone might have said that about a guitar game like 10 years ago, so...
Now,
I'm sure Activision will make it. You know, they probably own 80 SKUs of Guitar Hero a year, probably aren't enough. So they probably got Keyboard Hero in the back, or Billy Joel Piano Man Hero or some shit. Who knows?
Yeah, that's probably in the works. Now, I noticed that in your portable. First of all, what's your favorite console? Do you think? What's your favorite console of all time?
My personal favorite video game system.
Yeah.
I like the original Nintendo a lot, and as long as it's not on fire, I quite enjoy the Xbox 360.
So, very good. Yeah, blue.
Yeah, I also have a soft spot in my heart for the Nintendo 64.
Okay, I know that you talked about the Neo Geo on there. Well, I noticed that there's no love for the two most portable systems that I am in demand for, and that's a Turbo CD, like a Super CD or something like that. I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Love to see that in a handheld. And also, I'd love to see a handheld of a AES Neo Geo system. Just turn the whole cartridge, maybe, into a handheld.
I made a MVS Neo Geo portable.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was in 2005.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that would be cool.
AES is too expensive to cut up.
Yeah.
But the arcade parts are a lot cheaper.
I see. Very good. And the other project I'd like to see you do, I'd like to see you take the Virtual Boy and throw a blue and a green gun in there, and then we could have full color 3D.
Oh, you mean so it's not in McCarthy vision, all red?
Yeah. Ah, very nice. Very nicely. Well played. Well played. But, I mean, that's only... Have you played that at a while, a little bit, the Virtual Boy?
Oh, when I was working at Funko Land, which was an awesome job, kind of like the GameStop, when that came out, and I tried it, and it was, I don't know, it was interesting. I remember it flopped pretty badly. Like, probably within 6 months, like, KB Toys was, like, you know, liquidating them for $25 a piece.
Definitely. That's when I picked up two, because I thought, someday, this port here where you can link two systems together is going to actually have games for it.
Did that ever happen?
No.
To the home community?
Not that I know of. But, I mean, that comlink is there. It takes a kind of weird... connector. It's sort of angular. It sort of reminds me of the Wii connector in a little bit.
I am not really familiar with that port. See, now if they were to do that now and have it be like a pair of sunglasses, you could, you know, play like a sunglasses DS. I think the big problem with the Virtual Boy is you'd like set it on a table and then like put your face up to it like it was some sort of goddamn periscope. And I think that was kind of the issue. But if you could like put on a pair of glasses and have like a virtual 3D world and it was smaller and slip it in your pocket, that'd be pretty cool.
And you'll
do it someday.
I heard that the price of the guns in there dropped like right around the time that they were thinking about launching it, and they were toying with putting in, you know, making it full color, but I guess time ran out. What's your most requested hack?
Oh, people ask for Xbox 360s quite a bit. But if it was like requested hack that I never do, a lot of people were like, oh, put every console into one case. I just think that's kind of silly, but people ask for that a lot.
Because it would just be full emulation. I mean, you don't really do a lot with emulation. You do mostly the standard
original hardware, yep.
Yeah, that's amazing. I would love to see a laptop MAME as well, but, you know, you'd have to have 12 buttons, rollerball, spinner knob, dual tank sticks, and a light gun. portable.
Yeah, probably. Well, maybe you wouldn't need all of that, but yeah, and people, I've seen people make like mock-ups of portable MAME systems. I mean, basically, it'd just be like a little computer. I mean, yeah. I don't know, you could probably take like one of those micro notebook computers that people seem to like these days and make it into something. Probably wouldn't be too difficult.
But it's really not that loses a lot of the charm of what your consoles have. I'd love to see a portable environmental Discs of Tron as well. You have to like carry a collapsible tent with you and with disco lights inside.
Discs of Tron.
Fantastic.
The game that was more popular than the movie.
It was. Hey, now, and all versions of it as well.
I find it hilarious that Disney is spending like $200 or $300 million on a sequel to a movie that's almost 30 years old that was a bomb. You know, well, a Tron sequel. I don't get that.
And we had the toys not too long ago. I don't know how that computer game did. I don't think that did stellar numbers either.
Yeah, I know. Is Hollywood so bankrupt of ideas that they'll recycle anything? And, you know, whether or not it made money the first time, I mean,
yeah.
Hell.
Starsky and Hutch and Dukes
of
Hazzard.
I mean, hell, we're getting a Chronicles of Riddick sequel.
Yeah.
For why?
Well, the game was pretty good.
Well, yeah. Well, they should just keep making the games, not the movies. There hell, they're more profitable half the time.
There you go.
Actually, more than half the time.
Here's another question, and I'll let you go. But did you ever play Blip? Blip was one of the first portable video games. It was a portable Pong.
Oh, is that the mechanical one?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with that. It was in a black case.
Somehow you got... Yeah, that's it.
You wound it up, it was like... Those are the sound effects.
That's right.
Actually, I saw that a couple months ago at a game convention. Yeah, I've played that. I never had one, but...
Somehow
and they had like a mechanical race car game as well.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Somehow you got to work that steampunk into your new designs. I don't know how, but
I've seen some steampunk stuff on the internet that is quite impressive.
I don't know if it's getting popular now, but I heard someone that really doesn't follow anything talk about it. So it must be finally catching on.
Yeah, these people that make these computers that look like, you know, like if oh, God, I can't remember. You know, basically like the Charles Babbage, Jules Verne computer kind
exactly,
of thing. And
yeah.
It's interesting.
Well, anything that you'd like to leave our listeners with before I Keith LaPosh hangs up on you?
No, not really. I really don't have any words of wisdom. I like Fallout 3 and beer.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking time out of your hectic schedule. I know you probably have a lot of requests from it, and you'll probably get some more from our... We have one of the best listener bases. No, I might not be the largest, but they're really something.
Cool.
Getting choked up. All right, Ben. Thanks for taking the time. Bye now.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, Ben Heckendorn. Hey, Keith, open the line again. Seattle Yellowmoth, Umago!
Nice weather up here in the Northwest lately, so haven't been getting as much game time in.
We had weather from the apocalypse the other day. We had giant hailstorms.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's kind of strange. That's sort of the sort of thing that, you know, you have to watch out for.
Yeah, it was an apocalypse.